Hello, everybody. It is me, Julian, from the Stoke Source Radio Show, and I'm very glad to be back. It's been 2 weeks since the last episode, and honestly, I think this might be, episode 21? 21 or 22, either way, it's good to be here on the mic on and on radio today at 0100 hours. Thank you for joining me, whether you're on comm or whether you're just listening to and on radio on this fine Tuesday. It is now 1:34 p.m. on a Monday, because I'm recording this the day earlier. And I've had a good weekend. I played two gigs with my friend Bokani, and they were quite eventful. The Saturday night, we did a late show, so it got pretty rowdy, but it was fun. Like, you know, people were enjoying it, at least I think they were. And, we were enjoying it more, I'd say. And other than that, yesterday I went up for a drive with one of my friends through a place called Peachester, and it was a very nice drive because we found a few like lakes and rivers that were very clear. We just, because you know, usually I'm at the beach, and so yesterday we decided we'd go inland, and we were just kind of driving around, walking through these creeks and that. And there was this one place that obviously no one goes to very often. It didn't even have a name. It was just a creek. And there was like 10 or 12 catfish just bundled up in the middle of the lake. Like, it wasn't actually a lake. I shouldn't say that. It was more of a swimming hole. And so it wasn't very wide or long. Well, it was long enough, but yeah. You could see in the middle of it was a bunch of catfish. So it was small enough to be able to like see that. And, we tried to make a spear and spear them, but it didn't work because, we tied a knife to one of the sticks that we found, and then we didn't tie the knife well enough because after about the fourth throw, it fell off, and the nice knife that my friend bought was now at the bottom of the water hole. And so we spent like half an hour looking for it, but no luck. And that was yesterday's shenanigans. Rather interesting. It was a good way to spend a Sunday, I think. Well, in my case, anyway. I'm happy because you go through times of discovering music and then you go flat for a while. I don't know, maybe it's not like that for everyone, but for me it is. I think that's mostly due because I don't look for it enough. I like, and if you guys have any suggestions, like the artists you think I'll like, Japanese artists or just regular, you know, any artist that you think that you listen to the show and go, oh, you know, it would fit here, send it through, because I'm really looking for new artists and new music more than artists, I suppose, that I like, because I'm kind of running out. I'm not running out, but I'm looking for new, fresh stuff. I found this one guy, Ginger Root, and he's a young dude who lives in the US, and he's an Asian guy, but flip, he's got some good tunes, especially his latest EP. I'm going to play a song from his EP today called Jubon District, and I'm going to kick the show off with this song. Jubon District, whatever you want to say it, and I think it draws a lot from Japanese kind of music, but then has like this 70s rock thing to it as well. It's beautiful. It's really nice, and so I've really fell in love with this guy's kind of style. And along with that, it's a few other artists that I've come across in music. So today's going to be interesting. Stay tuned. This is the Stoke Source Radio Show. I'll see you soon. Jubon District by Ginger Root. Here it is. Thank you. There it is, folks. Juban District by Ginger Root. Quite an interesting artist and interesting sound he's got there. I like the little synths, like, that weird, like, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a sweet sound. Yeah, it's very, like, wow. It's cool. I like this synth. I probably use one. I've got a song in mind that I want to use a similar sound to that in. But overall, that artist, that guy Ginger Root, he's got a cool little thing going. And obviously, it's not a new sound, but it's drawn from a lot of different sounds. There's a lot of different. I don't really know how to explain it, but you kind of get the picture. The next track we have today is, well, quite a nice one. It's called 8 October, which means 8th October. In English, and you definitely would have heard this song somewhere, maybe. MF Doom sampled it, Tyler the Creator, Wiz Khalifa. I mean, I don't really listen to Wiz Khalifa or MF Doom a heap, but I mean, it's been sampled, I think, over 30 times. I've got up on the web here, so pretty popular among the sample world. And well, enjoy it, because the original, I think, is the best. Here it is.
Thank you.
Again, what really makes that song work is melody. You've got that girl singing in the background, and her melody's just going crazy. It's going up and down and sideways, and it's interesting. And also, there's so much room in it. Like, the in-between chords, there's really not that much happening. And I think that just, for a very intricate melody, that's so important, because you got to let the melody do its thing without everything else interfering. So they had that down pat. That's just something I kind of noticed when I was listening to it just now. So, yeah, Huit October or something, however you say it. I'm not French, so I apologize for my bad French. I've got some cool news. Many of you would have seen the video for Don't You Love Me Yet, the Julian Monyard one. And thank you all for the nice words and about the video. I will, if anyone want to see it, you haven't seen it yet, I'll put it up on Stoke Source, maybe on the blog or something. But what came of that was quite interesting and made me realize how important visuals are in a sound, because what they do is it kind of makes it real. I don't know. I've released the song, and then about a week and a half later, I released the video. But something happened with the video that was just big. It was much bigger than what the song had, because I think it just provided, like, I don't know what it provided, but it definitely gave some people something to grasp onto. Because suddenly they have a picture in their head of the song, and they can see the video. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but anyway, what came of it is, Lazy Wax is a band, a duo that I really like, and I think in one of the first episodes I talked about Lazy Wax and how I love them so much, and that's when I first discovered it. It's so interesting how this is all unfolding, and I'm going to explain now on the show. I kind of studied them for a while and found out their booking agent, and I was like, well, whatever Lazy Wax is doing, they're doing something right, so I'm going to just chuck out my email to their booking agent. And for those who don't know, a booking agent just basically books shows for you, festivals and that kind of thing. And I did that. Then they were like, yeah, we'll check it out. And they checked it out, and after a while they got back to me. And they were actually very friendly and very, you know, wanting to help me out. But this was a couple months ago, and they weren't overly interested in having me on the roster, which was perfectly fine. I was not expecting to be put on. I kind of just wanted to learn about agencies and kind of stick my neck out and just contact them, I guess. But fast forward to this month / last month, and the video was released. They saw the video and loved it, and they already had heard the song because I'd sent it through. Anyway, now I am on their roster as an artist, so they're going to be my booking agent now, which is amazing. It's actually incredible to think that I just emailed them one day, and a couple months later, they're going to be my booking agent. It's just, you don't know until you just do it, you know what I mean? just do it. And if they say no, then that's fine, because who cares? What is it going to do? I mean, like, that's probably the most basic advice ever, but it's so true. And if I never sent that email, I would not have a booking agent today. And it's just small steps forward. You just take small steps and eventually things start happening. And so I don't know what was going to come from this, but, you know, it's good. It's moving forward. So there's an interesting thing that happened this month, and I'm over the moon about it. And that's all I have for Stoke Source News, everybody. And I'm going to continue to play some songs this morning. This one is called Manny's Smile by Hers. I've been playing Hers recently. I found they're very, very good. I just really like their sound, and I like their personality on camera. When you see an artist that you can feel through a video or a picture, that's saying something. And I can definitely feel that with these guys. And sadly, I think I explained this on a couple shows back. They tragically died in a car accident with their manager on tour. So they were taken too young, and they still have much more music in their bank and music that they could have and I wish they shared with the world. But they left us with some pretty nice singles and albums, and this is one of them called Manny's Smile from the Hers album. And I hope you enjoy it, because I certainly did when I heard it. Here it is.
Yeah.
absolutely, absolutely love the chords in the verse and the guitar going. And then the bass, I always have this interesting bass sound, which, I mean, the duo is a guitarist and a bass player, and then they obviously produce their own stuff and add synths and whatnot together and drums. But the bass player is this big guy, and he just has so much character when he performs. But not only that, he plays the bass like a madman. And it's like this really, it's not a very bassy bass. You can hear the twang of his guitar. Twang, 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 twang. And it's like, it's not a subby bass at all. It's actually a lot of like timbre kind of to it. You can hear the strings and him moving up the fret, which is interesting. I haven't really heard that much before. And if you listen to that whole album, you'll hear that same kind of high-end bass sound. They still have sub in it, but it's like, it's just enough. And then you can hear this high end of the bass, which I really enjoy hearing. I'm going to ramp it up a little bit with a nice old song by a Tribe Called Quest. It's called Electric Relaxation. And, well, I really enjoy listening to it. It's got this cool guitar sample that's just like beautiful in a lot of ways. And, well, here it is.
Black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
Yourself,
you couldn't relate.
Yourself,
you couldn't relate. Stretch out your legs, let me make it ball. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I run a pound of Wu-Tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
I read you're not a rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass track is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Yourself,
it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. 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 Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Keep bouncing.
I like songs that do that at the end. Sometimes it's just cool because they're not in a rush. They're not in a rush to fit in a 3-minute, 40-second song or, you know, make a radio edit. They're just making music and putting what they want to do in it. And I hear a lot like, it's got to be 3 minutes, 40 if you want to get it on the radio. It's like, well, that is true, but do you want to make art that you want to create? You know what I mean? Then you don't want to be a bore, do you? Oh, well, there's a fine line. Maybe it's not so fine. Maybe it's rather wide. Guys, we got 2 minutes, 1 minute and 30 seconds left, and I just want to say thank you for tuning into Stoke Source today. I do really, really, really love doing this radio and this community of people in SDF. It's just, it's like a, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like a kind of a break from everything. It's nothing like social media because social media, Dad said this quote, social media, where you learn to be like everybody else. I just saw that in my notes on Apple today, and I was like, wow, that's very good. And so, well, that's, a non-radio is not where you learn to be everyone else. That's for sure. You can do whatever the heck you want to do, and everyone's got a different thing that they're bringing to the table. As I said before, do not hesitate to contact me if you want to talk about music, about anything, and if you have any artists that you wish to send me that you think I'll like and that I want to maybe play on the show. And I'm just looking for new, as I said, new music, fresh sounds, so send them through. I'm more than happy to listen to them. This is the Stoke Source Radio, guys, and remember that if Stoke Source isn't on your radio, is your radio really on? All right, I'll see you next week. Stay stoked. Keep drinking Stoke Source. Maybe I'll release a bottle one day. Okay, this is it. Goodbye. See you next week.